The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing your attention to connect with your experience, whatever experience is happening for you now. Often, the easiest place to connect is physical sensation. And we know if we are aware of our physical experience that we're in the present moment. Allowing yourself to be aware in a simple way. Just aware of this body as a body. One portion of the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha said that mindfulness can be established just to the extent necessary. Be aware there is a body. And yet that simple awareness, there is a body, sometimes that, especially either early in a sitting or early in a period of practice or maybe just based on conditions, sometimes that is not so easy to maintain, that establishment of that simple awareness. There is a body. And so a couple things can support that. Relaxation is very supportive for helping the mind to be able to land and stay. And so we can use that as a means to connect with there is a body, through relaxing the body. Allowing there to be a relaxation of the muscles in the body. Especially the face. The neck and shoulders. Anywhere where you tend to hold tension. Maybe taking some time to briefly scan through the body and checking. Are there areas of tension? Can they be relaxed, softened? And then sometimes it can be interesting to explore the possibility that our system knows or understands a way to relax that we don't consciously know how to do. And we can sometimes find our way to that by just dropping in a request into our mind and our body. May the body relax. And then not try to do it, but just see how does the body and mind respond. May the body relax. May the body relax. And maybe too, the mind can relax. So often our mental tension being caught up in thoughts of the past and the future, worried, concerned. Many varieties of mental tension can affect the body. Sometimes relaxing the body can help the mind to relax. And then sometimes there can also be a way that you can soften in the mind, soften those worries and concerns. May the mind relax. You may notice, can notice sometimes, not always, if the mind does relax, if there's a sense of that, that may also be expressed through the body. Another way to support this establishment of mindfulness, there is a body. Is to open to receiving bodily sensations. For some, this kind of broad lens of experience, not narrowing down, can be supportive. There is a body, and this is what it's receiving. Vibration, pressure, perhaps, tension, pulsing, coolness, heat. That receiving may have a quality of a very specific sensation, such as the contact of the feet on the floor, or hips against the chair, cushion, bench, sofa. Hands, or it may have a broader sense of a vibratory energy through the whole body. There is a body, and this is what it's receiving. This is the experience that's most available to awareness right now. In the body. And for some, it's more supportive to allow the attention to attune to some particular aspect of the body, some particular area perhaps, some particular experience, such as the breathing. Where there is a body, and this is the experience of the body breathing. It's helpful to explore a receptive awareness for this as well. This is what it's like for the body to receive an in-breath. And receiving the experience of an out-breath. Allowing the experience of breathing to come to you, rather than having a sense of looking for it or even looking at it. Being with it, maybe. Being with the breath, receiving the breath as it wants to be seen. As it is easily available to be seen. Whatever's obvious. If any one of these three, exploring, relaxing, opening to the whole body and simply receiving experience, or attuning to the breath, feels like it supports your ability to establish this sense of mindfulness. There is a body. Use that one for now. And whichever one you choose, the mind will wander. While the mind is wandering, there's not much to do about it. We can't bring ourselves back until mindfulness arises again. And it will arise again. And in that moment, receive that mindfulness has re-arisen. What's it like to be aware again? And receive, experience. In the first moments of remembering awareness again, it's helpful to first take that in. Awareness is here. And what is being received? What happens when our mind wanders can shape how we are in the moment that the mindfulness returns. And so it's really useful to open to that, acknowledge that, not try to jump over it for some agenda about paying attention to something. What's here as mindfulness returns? It can be that there's some tension or tightness that has crept in. And if so, it can be useful to be aware of that. Maybe relax again. And yet, sometimes what happens is the mind wanders. It actually wanders into a little more relaxation, ease, openness than was there before the mind wandered. If you are aware as the moment mindfulness returns of what's here, you may be able to notice that and allow that to support this establishment of mindfulness. There is a body.